If you have your Bible, we are in Ephesians chapter 6. Ephesians 6. Let us stand together, look on the board, and then we're going to commence our reading from verses 10. Are you ready? One. You're going to read, okay? I'm not reading. You're going to read. Yeah. You're going to read your Bible today. You better lay the Bible down. You can't read it, maybe. But today you're going to read your Bible. Amen. Are you ready? One, two, three, go. Hold on, right there. Thank you. Hold on, right there. Now listen to this, okay? For we wrestle not against flesh and blood. You are not my problem. Okay? You are not my problem. I am not your problem. The day you see me come walk into your car and give you a slap in your face, it's not me. It's the demon that got hold of me to slap you. Oh, you don't understand that? Amen. If you go shopping to Walmart and somebody just come out and begin to harass you and cuss you up, it's not depressing. It's the demon that got hold of them to torment you. So be very careful how you react. Because what you react, your reaction either bring glory to God or get a question mark with a relationship with God. So we wrestle not against flesh and blood. But against who? Let's go. Take the helmet of faith. Perseverance. Lift your hands right now. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Help us, oh God. Speak to us today. In Jesus' name. You may be seated. Give the Lord a hand of praise. How are you taking your seat? It was good reading the words of God together. Amen. Very good. Amen. I know you felt something. Amen. Hallelujah. Give the Lord a mighty hand of praise. Lay your hands on me, O Lord. Oh, lay your hands on me. Lay your hands on me, O Lord. Oh, lay your hands on me. Oh, Daddy, touch somebody right now, O Lord. Oh, touch somebody. Right now. Oh, Daddy, heal somebody. Right now, oh Lord. Oh, heal somebody. Right now. Oh, Daddy, bless somebody. Right now, oh Lord. Oh, bless somebody. Right now. This is a song that we sang in Africa whenever we come before the Lord. We don't want to leave the same as we came. So we ask God, Lord, touch somebody. Touch me. Heal me. Deliver me. Bless me. I do not want to leave your presence the way that I came. Hallelujah. And I know God going to touch somebody today. God going to deliver somebody today. God going to heal somebody today. Hallelujah, somebody. Give the Lord a hand of praise. Amen. So today we're going to be speaking on the theme, stand your ground. Stand your ground. Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor. Oh, say that you mean it, man. You know you can make some noise in your home. You can talk until the birds start flying away. Don't act that you don't talk in the church. Come on, somebody. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor. Stand your ground. Stand your ground. Amen. Give the Lord another hand. Give the Lord another hand. I want for you to wake up. Amen. I want for you to be happy in the presence of the Lord because David said, I was glad when he said unto me, let us go into the presence of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. So stand one's ground means not retreating or losing one's advantage in the face of opposition. Amen. I'm not talking about the law of the land, what it means, stand your ground. You have to use force when somebody offend you or attack you. Then you stand your ground because you got the right to carry gun and you take somebody else's life. Amen. But be good when you stand your ground for the truth, for what you believe. So, if we all, or if we would be able to stand our ground and resist the enemy's attack, you have to submit. Somebody says submit. Amen. So if we will stand our ground and resist the enemy's attack upon your life, in your home, your businesses, on your health, on your finances, no matter what attacks the enemy brings, you have to submit and stand your ground. James 4:7 says, submit yourself, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Hallelujah. Submit yourself not to your bosses. It's good to respect them. It's good to respect yourself. It's good to respect other people. But it's good above all to submit yourself unto God. Hallelujah. And when you resist the devil will flee from you. Hallelujah, somebody. And verse 8 said, draw nigh to God and he will what? Oh, help me somebody. Cleanse your hands, ye sinner. Purify your heart, you double-minded. Amen. So you see, the only way you can submit to God is when you are drawn near to God. Amen. Okay, this is God, right? All right, the pulpit, this is God. And I want for God to work on my behalf. I want for God to heal me and deliver me. I cannot keep away from God. I cannot get excuses to come to church. I cannot stop praying. I cannot stop fasting. I cannot stop living right. So what do I do? If God will give me the victory over the enemies, I have to dress near to God. And listen to me, church. Every step you take, God take double steps towards you. Every step you take, God gonna double it to come to you. Every step you take, God will double his step to come to you because he needs you, he wants you, and he wants to work a miracle in your life. Hallelujah, somebody. So, journey and submit. Journey and submit. You cannot submit when you are far away from God. Hallelujah. The white folks that is not having relationship with God, they accuse about the gospel. They justify. Amen. That the sins that they are in, it's okay. But the Bible says you need to cleanse your hands. Hallelujah. You sinner and purify your heart. You double-minded. Are you with me, somebody? When you draw near to God and submit to God, then you are able to stand your ground. Amen. You are able to stand your ground. The Bible says, I'm not going to preach too long, so you got to catch me, okay? Chase me. Amen. Don't go ahead of me. Chase me. If you cannot recognize my back, let me show you this, how my back look. Chase me. Hallelujah. So, I'll learn that from somebody. You know, I wonder why the Job's wife tells him to curse girl and die. I wonder why. I understand when my friends tells me to deny my faith because they are not of me. They are not tied to my destiny. We may come from the same womb, but it does not mean that we have the same destiny. You can be my brother. You can be my sister. You can be in the church. We are all happy people in the law, but we all have different destination. Hallelujah. But when you are married, the two shall become one. Oh, help me somebody. It means when I go through, you go through it too. The Bible says for better and for worse. For better and for worse. Amen. And you standing before the pulpit smiling with all your teeth. You can see the large jawbone teeth. For better and for worse. I do. Amen, somebody. So Sister Job enjoys the better time. Hallelujah. And the Bible says, Job was perfect and upright. One that fear God and he chose evil. If you go to Job 1:6-8, God trusted Job. Amen. The Bible says to put our trust in the Lord. But yeah, it said that God is trusting Job. Amen. After the children of God want to present themselves unto God, about the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan came also among them. If you ask me, does Satan go to church? Yes, he comes to church too. Amen. So the little boy came to church, and he saw Satan sitting to the front. I see why nobody let us sit to the front here. You did good, okay? Thank you. Satan was sitting right there. And he came to Satan and said, hey, I thought you should be in the club and on the street, in the ghetto, and in the places where your people are. He said, son, I got them already. They are under my wing, under my control. I'm looking for the Christian that way I comes to church to get those who are called on the name of the Lord. So the Bible says that Satan also among them. And the Lord said unto Satan, whence comest thou? Then Satan answered and said, from going to the floor in the earth, from walking up and down in it. Satan said, I'm just walking up and down, looking for the Holy Ghost feel. Those that speak in tongues, that read the Bible and call on the name of the Lord. But those that puffing the cigarette, I got time, I got him. Those that bend the elbow and getting drunk, they are mine. Uh-oh, no amen. Those that shacking up, they are mine. But those that speaking in tongues and living holy, I'm looking for them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, somebody. Walking up and down in it. You got something for me again? And the Lord said unto Satan, this is the part that I love. Had thou considered my servant Job, that there is none like him in the earth, a perfect and upright man, one that feared God and he showed evil. Have you considered somebody that is sitting under the sound of the voice of Pastor Johnson that is perfect, that is holy, that is walking right, that has stopped living for the devil? Hallelujah, somebody. And you know the conversation. The devil said, I know he got to live right because you are blessing so much. You are built an urge around, a fence around, and nobody can touch him. And God said, go ahead and touch him. And learn a lesson here today. The devil cannot touch you except God gave him the permission. The devil cannot touch you except God gave him the permission. No sickness can touch your body except God agrees. No weapon formed against you can prosper except God says you prosper. No tongue that rises against you, oh, when we know how the Father say, except God say, let it be. And when God allow it for his glory. Somebody shout hallelujah. Amen. So stop complaining
when things begin to happen in the way that you don't expect it. Hallelujah. Stop complaining. The more the devil comes against you, you lift up your hand and sing hallelujah. Give God the praise. Give God the glory. Give God the honor. I will not complain, but I will stand my ground. For all things work together for good. For they that love the law and are called according to the purpose. Not something, not good things, but all things. Be it good or bad. Be it cancer. Be it headache. Whatsoever that is hurting you right now, it's working for your good. That God will have his glory. Hallelujah. I will not complain. I will stand my ground and give God the glory. It does not mean you are sinned when you begin to face circumstances beyond your control. God got your back. Hallelujah. So God trusted in Job. He boasted of Job. He was happy to call Job name. Have you found somebody that is standing the ground, the Job, in all the earth? I hope we'll have some Job in this church today. Don't look at me. I'm not Job. Hallelujah. You got to stay all by yourself. Job was faced with many forms of suffering. He lose his children, his wife, his in a single day. He was stuck with a painful soul all over his entire body. Hallelujah. I want for you to see the condition that Job was in, that Yeshua giving up. In one day, everything that he had was gone in one day. Children, cars, houses, name it. Just in one day, gone. And Job stood his ground. And he became to go deeper into relationship with God. Church, do not allow the devil to push it away from God. The more he threatens your school, my church, my people, draw near to God and keep submitting. Hallelujah. And the Bible said he went back to God and God said, what you think, Satan? He said that God is still praising you. He's still faithful to you. He's still loving you. He's still praying. He's still worshiping you. But God, I want for you to remove your protection from around him. And I will touch him. And he will curse you to your face. And God said, okay, I remove the protection. And Satan went and afflicted him with soul bulb. From the crown of his head down to the sole of his feet. He could not sit down. He could not walk. He could not even stand. He could not lay down from the head down to the sole of his feet. Even under his feet was soles. He had to use a rough brush to scratch his skin. Hallelujah. You know what I mean? When you get one sole on your body, it's painful. Especially when you go to the hospital and the doctor want to clean in your soul. You know what it means? To feel pains. But Job had this soul from the crown of his head down to the soles of his feet. And his friends came and criticized him and condemned him and felt that he had committed a sin. But Job stood his ground. I understand they are my friends. You can say what you want to say. And I said to the church today, what somebody think and said about you, their opinion is not your business. Let them judge you. Let them draw the picture in the mind about you. Hallelujah. It's not your business. Your business is to have a relationship with God. Because people will come and people will go. People will come and people will go. People will come when people will go. Hallelujah. Especially when you get everything to offer them. You will get so many friends. They will call you. My wife and I, and those of all that live in America, you got people that are calling you from your country. Sometimes you receive 100 calls a day. But when you're in Africa, in your country, nobody could call you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, somebody. And Joel was suffering. And the pretty wife king, she forgot about the vow that she made for better and for worse. Look at Job and say, Job, everything you got or you have gone. Look at you. You're so ugly. You smell. I regret what I marry you. Have you ever heard that before? In argument? Oh yeah, come on somebody, don't hide it. Don't sweep it under the rug. You hear some talk for some women. Come on, husband. Come on, raise your hand somebody and say hallelujah. Oh no, husband. Because if I raise my hand when I get home, they're gonna put me time out. I don't want to go talk. Thank you, mama. Mama said, praise the Lord. My friends can criticize me, but my wife, my brothers and sister, you can reject me. You can abandon me. But my wife, the one that was the bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh, the one that came from a rib that God gave me, that we should be in there together, praying together, walking together, and testifying together, going through the pains together. And you turn to me and say, you, when you stay, keep your integrity. When you don't know when a man is blessed, the wife is blessed. When you don't know when a husband is lifted, the wife is lifted. Hallelujah. That's why when a man as a pastor ordained as man of God, the wife also get ordained. When your husband is a president, you become a first lady. Come on, man. I know you're happy. You say, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I know Brother Johnson will buy me coffee today.
You talk the thing. Hallelujah. That how God has put you in an honorable position. So in good times and bad times, stand by your husband. Hallelujah. Don't criticize your husband. Don't badmouth your husband. I'm talking about the men today. Tomorrow I'll talk about the women. But I'm talking about the men today. Amen. In Africa, I have seen a woman, a wife, give a husband a hot slap. Pow! And he turned around. I have seen women lay their husband down and beat them good. I heard women use their mouth and curse their husband. Because of the condition, the suffering. Oh, when everything was greener, everything was smile, everything was honey in a rock. Hallelujah. Everything was good. Sister Job, everything was good. I remember Job telling Sister Job when he going to work. And she said, I want for you to stay. I don't want for you to go to work. And Brother Job said, no money, no honey. No money, no honey. I got to go to work. No money, no honey. Hallelujah. So she asked Job, will you continue to hold on your integrity? Why don't you curse God and die? Oh, hallelujah. Why don't you curse God and die? You're good for nothing, man. And Job gave her an answer, which I'm trying to figure whether Job was angry or not. He gave her a good answer. If you want to know the answer, read your Bible. I'm not going to tell you that. Hey there. But he gave her a good answer. Hallelujah. Job said, I can lose everything. That does not change my relationship with God. Because God is the God of the good times and the bad times. Hallelujah. Do not expect to receive from God good all the time. Sometimes bad times have to come that you will appreciate God. Sometimes you'll get fired from your job. Sometimes you'll run into a car or a car will run into you. Sometimes it will get difficult that you cannot pay your bills. You cannot do anything. You will go financially down. But remember to stand your ground and give God the glory. Hallelujah, somebody. Nothing shall separate me from the love of God. God what may, I will stand my ground. Somebody give the Lord a hand of praise. If I tell myself to curse God and die, it becomes I'm frustrated. But for you to tell me to curse God and die, it means you don't love me anymore. Hallelujah. People will love you. People will hate you. The same person I said to Jesus, Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna. Oh, yes. It was the same people that said, crucify him. The same mouth that praise you is the same mouth that crucifying you. But that should not make you to change your mind. You need to stand your ground. Don't give up your territory. Matter of fact, we said the war is not between you and the flesh, between flesh and blood. Amen. We are going against principalities and power. Hallelujah. And then as I was studying, God began to remind me. He says, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Hallelujah. Am I taking my time? Hallelujah. Then give the Lord a hand of praise if I'm taking my time. Hallelujah. Somebody give the Lord a hand of praise. Okay, me those of you that are not clapping, me, I'm not taking my time. Okay, that's fine. Hallelujah. So Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. These were Hebrews boys that was in captivity in Babylon. The Bible said they were promoted into a higher position. And that made me to think, they said, be careful who gave you promotion. Anything that comes from the devil is not for nothing. And not all that glinter the gold is gold. Amen. And it came a time that Nebuchadnezzar erected a golden image, his God. And he said that everyone in Daniel chapter 3, but we will read 16 and 18. Everyone that hears the sound of the music should bow down and worship. And everyone bowed down, but Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego stood up. Can you imagine 30 or 50,000 people or hundreds of thousands of people are bowing down and only three men stood their ground. We will not bow down to no other gods. Hallelujah. And then people ran to the king and told the king, King, you passed a decree that every man should bow down when they hear the music. But those Hebrew boys that you are given position to, they are refused to bow down. The king Nebuchadnezzar called them and said, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, after he threatened them and said, if you don't bow down, we will throw you into the burning fiery furnace. And I want to see that God that will deliver you out of my hands. I want to see that God that will deliver you out of my hands. So they said, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, oh, King Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer thee in this matter. We're going to answer you with no respect because you are offended us with our God. Hallelujah. We got no respect for, we got no time to say, oh, King, live forever. We're going to answer you in a manner that you will not be pleased with. Hallelujah. We don't care whether you try to fight or not. It be so our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace. And he will deliver us. Hallelujah. Out of thy hand, O King. But if not, be it known unto you, O King, that we will not serve thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. You need to tell the devil, whether God supply my needs or not, I will stand my ground. I don't care what a doctor says. I don't care what my neighbor says. I don't care what they are saying about me. I will stand my ground. Hallelujah. Lord, my church, if you cannot stand for something, you can fall for anything. Hallelujah. You need to stand on your faith. You need to stand in the name of Jesus and say, I will stand my grounds. Yes, I know the fiery furnace is hot and hotter. Yes, I can feel the heat. I will stand my grounds. Hallelujah. Church, we are living in a society now that everything are turning upside down. There is no good news on the radio. There is no good news on your phone. There is no good news in the community. Everybody talking about suffering. If you look at the market today, everything is going up and up and up. Gasoline gone up. No matter what the case may be, I will stand my ground. I will worship my God. I will not bow down to any golden image. I will worship my God. Whether God supplied my needs or not. Whether I got food in my home or not. Whether I'm healthy or not. I will stand my ground. Somebody give the Lord a hand of praise. The Bible says they were thrown into the fire. Because they refused to succumb to the will of the king. And they were drinking and merrymaking, happy. And the enemies, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were rejoicing, we got them. Everybody was drinking but not paying attention. And when the king took his cup, his eyes went into the fire. Stop the music, everybody! How many will throw into the fire? Okay, you know, we put three men in the fire. You are here, we check. 1, 2, 3. In fact, they hit from the fire and slew the giants. 1, 2, 3 giants. You know, 3 men. He said, no. Yes. Okay. 3 men into the fire. But I see 4 men walking loose in the fire. Hallelujah. Oh, I see 4 men, and the 4th man looked like the Son of God. Let me tell you, church, when you stand up for Jesus, hallelujah, he will stand up for you. And oh my God. Your enemy will recognize the God that you serve. Am I talking to somebody? Your enemy will recognize the God that you serve. That's what we are living for. That people will see God in us. They will see that the light, that the light will shine to them that are in darkness. They will see Jesus Christ in us. He said, I see the 4th man that looked like the Son of God. Hallelujah. So you stop the music and look into the fire. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. They were bound, but they are loose. They are walking and they are praising God. Hallelujah. You know why? The devil be bound you. Whatsoever situation that you are going through and you feel that you are bound, but when you stand your ground, God will loosen you. God will loosen you. God will loosen you. You got to stand your ground and believe what you hear from the word of God and keep the word of God. God will deliver you. And he came to this fiery furnace. He said, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, the God whom you serve, having delivered you, come out. And they came walking from the fire. I said they came walking from the fire. They came walking from the fire. Oh, I don't know how you call it. Some people call it bluffing. Some people call it boasting. Hallelujah. I'm going to boast in the Lord. When God had delivered me from the fiery furnace, I see somebody walking from the fiery furnace this morning. I see you walking from your sick bed. I see you walking from every condition that the devil has put on you. Hallelujah. Every sickness, every corner that the devil has pushed in. I see you walking out. I see you walking out. I see you walking out. I see your children walking out. I see your husband walking out. I see your wife walking out. Hallelujah. Stay your ground. Stay your ground. And deliverance is coming in your home. Deliverance is coming in your life. Stay your ground. Stay your ground. Stay your ground. It's just for the glory of God that you have been thrown into the fiery furnace. It's just for the glory of God that you are in there. When will you come out? God will have his glory. Hallelujah. And it came out, and Nebuchadnezzar and everyone that came, they look at them. They could not smell the smoke scent. They could not see the hair on their skin burn. None of the clothes on them. Hallelujah. Nothing happened to them. Let me tell you something, church. What you are going through, if you stay your ground, you're going to be purified. You're going to be sanctified. You're going to be holy because God has sanctified you. Somebody shout it, hallelujah. Oh, somebody, stay in your ground. Stay in your ground. In the morning, stay in your ground. In the nighttime, stay in your ground. When the going get tough, stay in your ground. Hallelujah. If you never stay in your ground before, in this time of trouble, it's time for you to stay in your ground. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It's no time to compromise. It's no time to give up. It's no time to retreat. It's no time to throw in the towel. Stay in your ground and lift your hands up high and know there's a God that is watching over you. Hallelujah. When you pass through the water, he's going to be with you. When you pass through the fire, he's going to be there with you. He's going to give man for your life. God will take care of you. 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 Stay your ground. Give the Lord a hand of praise. I'm about to close. In Luke chapter 6. Luke chapter 6. We're going to close soon. I got a light to go home before your pizza get cold. Okay. Hallelujah. You know somebody getting ready for lunch. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I got to let you go, but I want to read a little more. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I told you I'm not preaching too long. It says in Luke 6:46, and you call me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say. Hallelujah. How can you say Lord, Lord to me that you cannot obey me? You're not standing your ground. And he said, whosoever come to me and hear my saying and do them, I will show you to whom he is like. Do you want to see yourself? I want to see myself here. And he says here, yeah. Continue, brother. Let's keep going. Hallelujah. Are you there? Okay. Thank God. And he is like a man who's built a house and dig it deep and lay the foundation on a rock. Somebody say a rock. And when the flood arose, a storm beat vehemently upon the house and could not shake it, for it was founded upon a rock. I wonder why. Now I see why you're still standing with all the storm against your life, all the trouble that you're going through, the headache, all the pains, all the circumstances that you find yourself going through. You are still standing. I've been on the beach. I was born on the beach, and I saw the coconut tree when the storm is blowing. Can only shake the coconut trees left and right, back and forth, left and right. And sometimes the coconut tree will lay that you think will break and then it stand up again. You know why? Because it's granted, it is rooted. Hallelujah. That no matter a storm can knock the coconut tree away. If you watch the news in Florida, there was a bad storm that came. Many homes were destroyed. But when you look on the beach, you see the coconut tree still standing. Standing tall. The coconut trees are standing tall. They were the first that the storm hit. Bent them all the way. But when the storm got tired of blowing, they stood up. Standing tall. No matter what storm the devil has sent in your life, it can only bend you, but it cannot uproot you. Because you have been built on solid rock. Hallelujah. But he that heareth and do not is like a man with all foundation that built a house upon the earth against which the storm they beat vehemently, and immediately it fell, and the ruin of that house was great. Are you seeing some people that were doing best, are better, doing great, and after a few years you see them, the drugs are getting hold of them. Liquor have gotten hold of them. And their physical appearance has changed. And when you ask them, what is the problem? They got no excuse. They just walk away. Hallelujah. Because they heard the word of God, but will refuse to obey the word of God. But I want to be the man that had dug into the earth and found a rock, a solid rock, while all the other ground are sinking sand. I want to build on the rock, and this rock is Jesus. Hallelujah. I want to stand and be granted and rooted upon the rock. I come to tell you somebody, it's time to stand your ground. We are all standing today. Stand with me. I want for you to stand before I close this message. Hallelujah. I told you I'm not going to preach too long. Hallelujah. So today, I want for God to touch your heart that you will stand. Let Daniel used to pray 3 times a day. He prayed 3 times a day. He prayed 3 times a day. I want for you to go back to your Bible reading. I want for you to go back to your prayer times. I want for you to go back to your devotion with your family. It's time to stand your ground. The devil is coming after you. He is coming for the church. Let us stand our ground. Hallelujah. Oh, King Darius, you said nobody should pray to no other gods. But I will see this Daniel, whom you have promoted, is praying right now. Oh, hallelujah. The king could not change the degree. But they threw Daniel into the lion's den. But I know, hallelujah, that Daniel, when he got to the lion's den, the enemy were rejoicing. But there was a revival in the lion's den. Hallelujah. Because everything that had breath, praise the Lord. The hungry lion still had life in him. And Daniel being a living being, they begin to praise God in the lion's den. The lion was resting upon and praising God, and Daniel was praising God, and early in the morning the king went running and said, Daniel, the God whom you serve, the God whom you trust, that will deliver you, have he delivered you? Daniel said, yeah, the Lord has delivered me. When you stay on your ground, God will deliver you. Don't allow anything to come between you and your God. And God destroy Daniel's enemies. God will destroy your enemies if you stand your ground. Somebody give the Lord a hand of praise. Somebody give the Lord a hand of praise, because Jesus Christ is the solid rock. All other grounds is sinking sand. Jesus Christ is the solid grounds that you need to stand on, because all other ground around you is sinking sand. Stand your ground. Stand on your faith. Stand your ground. Stand on your faith. Lift up your hand right now. Let begin to pray. There are some of you want to give up. There are some of you want to walk away. You want to quit. You want to go back to where the Lord took you from. But I want to let you know today, the Lord took you from the marrow clay, and he turned you around and put your feet on the rock to stand. After you are done all, stand your ground. Stay your grounds. Stay your grounds. Stay your grounds. Hallelujah. 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 prayed a little more. Somebody prayed. I want to see yourself going back and standing your ground. Stand for holiness. Stand for righteousness. Stand for the truth. Stand for the day about to end. Hallelujah. The Lord Jesus Christ is coming soon. Hallelujah. Oh, stand your ground. Keep your faith. Stand your grounds. Hallelujah. Pray a little more. Pray a little more. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Oh, I want for somebody to come walk into the altar. God will increase your strength to stand. He's going to make you stand today. I want for you to come. I need more strength to stand. I need the courage of the Lord to stand. I need the joy of the Lord, oh, to stand. I need the mercy of God to stand. I need the grace of God to stand. It's not by man, it's not by power, but by the Spirit of the Lord. If you will come walk into the altar again, God going to fill you with the Holy Ghost. God going to renew your strength. God going to revive you. I'm going to the altar to stand my ground. I want to be what you want for me to be. I want to be what the Lord wants for me to be. I want to sing what I can. I want to preach what I can. I want to live that life that the Lord wants for me to live before it gets too late. I want to submit myself to the Lord. I want to surrender to Jesus again. Hallelujah. I want to repent of my sin again. I need a revival in my life. I need a touch from the Lord. Hallelujah. Come on, sing, sister. Oh, my God. Somebody is praying right now. Oh, God. God. Lord, I
I hurt you, Lord God, have mercy. I hurt you, I disappointed you, Lord God, you trusted me. But Lord, I'm true in the power, I walk away. Have mercy, Lord, and bring me back. Oh Lord, and let me stand, oh God. My crown is coming around. Let me stand, let me stand, let me stand. Oh God.
You are awesome in this place, mighty God.
Fire here one more time and worship the Lord one more time. In the name of Jesus. 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 In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Worthy of all praise to you, our hands.
Spend some time in the presence of the Lord. Let's spend some time in the presence of the Lord.
Time,
somebody.
You are awesome in this place, and the Father, you are worthy of all praise. To you our hands we raise. You are awesome in this place, mighty God.
Amen. I worship one more time, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your presence. We thank you for the gift of repentance. We thank you for deliverance. We thank you for increasing our faith, oh God. We know you're going to encourage us to do your word, oh God. To obey and do what you have taught us to do. Lord, to you be the glory. As we live and are living for your presence, you build us and bring us back, oh God. Remember those that cannot make it today. We pray for the wicked, Lord, that you keep them safe. That we all will come together and worship you this coming Sunday. To you be the glory. In Jesus' name. God bless you. Amen and amen. Shake somebody's hand.